Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management and Blackridge Asset Management LLC. Peak Broker Services LLC is not an affiliate of Independent Solutions or Financial Guys LLC.
Podcast, baby!
You're listening to the Financial Guys.
This is the sickness that is liberalism.
All these liberals love Bill Clinton. Let's put the budget back to where Billy was.
People like Andrew Cuomo, people like Barack Obama, people like that have no business experience or skill whatsoever.
Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Podcast number 8, Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle Financial Guys. Thanks for tuning in here and appreciate you spending some time with us. Many of you that listen to the podcast also catch us on News Radio 930 WBEN every Saturday from 1 to 3. Appreciate you spending some time with us. Dave DiPietro, by the way, New York State Assembly, 147th District, is spending some time with us today. David, the last time you and I did anything together, well, it was the end of my my TV career, which was good, actually, because it really shined a light on how, I think really how scared the mainstream media is. You know, I had you on our show. I was hosting the first half hour of AM Buffalo, or prior to AM Buffalo, every Saturday morning, 9 to 9:30. We were lucky enough to interview you literally right after the, quote, Reproductive Health Care Act, or whatever garbage they decided to call it, was rammed through. You know, we interviewed you, and believe it or not, the uppers at Channel 7 said that that was too controversial. They told me that even their anchors didn't pick that story up, which I actually then followed that up with, why not? Shame on you for not picking that up. And we were told that we needed to tone the show down because it wasn't working. And that to me was absolutely beyond insulting. I said, there's no way I'm toning the show down, first of all. Second of all, it blows my mind that out of the major TV stations here, nobody outside of us actually, my show, picked that story up. When you're talking about being able to abort children as they're coming out of the womb, I would think whether you are for it or against it, we'd still want to hear from the mainstream media both sides of it, right? But they were petrified of that, just totally, absolutely scared of that. And so that was the end of our show, because I said, you know, shame on you for not allowing us to cover such a, to me, an important topic. But, you know, maybe we can start with that. I want to talk a little bit about, you've been all over, really, and got some national press about breaking New York State up into 3 autonomous regions. And before I let you go, I want to comment on that. But I actually... You know, it's funny because as I was like doing a little bit of show prep, which I very rarely do, I thought, you know, the reason we want to break, or you want to break the, or proposing to break up New York into 3 different regions is because of all this stuff, right? It's, you didn't wake up one day and say, hey, let's just break up New York State. It was, well, things like the Reproductive Health Care Act getting rammed down our throats, right? Unionizing farms, so that way we can put them out of business like we did the rest of New York State, right? So, well, you know, that, I guess, let's just talk, if we can start there. I mean, you know, and recap that. I mean, what, to me, absolutely disgusting. And they hid it behind the disguise of women's health, right? And that's how this thing was thrown down everybody's throats.
And thanks, Mike. That was a complete joke on how they presented it. But, you know, you can put lipstick on a pig, but in the end, it is what it is. And that's what they did here. And they're getting a lot of kickback and blowback from it. It was rammed down our throat. It was probably the worst bill I've ever been associated with in 7 years. The debate, which I led the debate on the floor against it, went absolutely nowhere because the woman debating, who was a sponsor of the bill, refused to answer questions. I was asking her direct questions from doctors about when their liability starts. Okay, yeah, you can abort a baby at full term, but exactly when does it become partial birth abortion, which is against the law by the Supreme Court and in the Constitution? So where does that, is it in the birth canal? When you can see the baby coming out? Is it when the baby is fully out, halfway out? Doctors want to know, because they're the ones that under this law will lose their license to practice if there's a problem. Mm-hmm. So where, and she wouldn't answer that. I said, but it's your bill. You wrote this. You've been working on this for years. You've talked to all your healthcare experts. and she refused to answer. So right now it's a gray area, and doctors are, that's just one facet of it, where doctors are concerned about where all of a sudden they're performing something legal in New York at full term, but yet there's a lawsuit that comes against them, and now it's, now they're under murder charges because they did it maybe 30 seconds later than they should have.
Yeah,
it's it's scary.
And the long-term goal for them, and I think the Virginia governor sort of accidentally broke it out before, you know, and maybe not realizing it, is to be able to abort babies really after, right? I mean,
exactly.
He said that. He said, look, we just want, you know, we want to make them comfortable first. I mean, how disgusting is that?
And Mike, this last year, a year ago, February, I was at a, or January, I was at a dinner, the Conservative Party dinner, and the senator, one of the senators came out and told us the story about, it was the governor had it in his bill before Christmas. You know, he comes out with his preliminary bill for January. And in that bill was a 24-hour called gestation period where a woman, after birth, could then decide on the fate of the baby. The Republican Senate at the time, she told us this story in front of 150 people. She said the Republican Senate at that time said, there will be no discussions on any budget until that's taken out. We're done. We're not even going to come into a session until that is taken out. And by January 3rd, he took that out of his preliminary budget. But that's exactly what the governor of Virginia put in, was talking about a wait period, which wow. To me, that's just blatant murder. Yeah. And we have to start calling it out as such. Stop coddling terms and call it what it is. This is abhorrent and it's murder.
You know what blows my mind is you have this loving liberal left, right? They want to include everybody. No hate, all love, peace and joy. I have two little girls, and I've heard you comment on this before. I think one of the coolest things I can remember is going in for the first ultrasound and seeing the heartbeat or hearing the heartbeat and actually seeing and hearing it because I could see it on the screen, right? Sure. And then seeing the features of my baby. And I actually look at my pictures of my little Olivia, and she actually – I mean, I can see her. I can see her nose.
Sure you can.
In the, like, I look at the ultrasound picture, and, you know, like, when she was born, I thought, oh, my gosh, like, look at the little nose. Like, that's her, right? So all these little features, I think it was maybe 2013 or 2014, because you've been trying to fight this off for years. Of course, with the Republicans having somewhat of a voice for years, you've been able to do that. But I remember you on the floor talking about, you know, the 2 days, I think it was 2 days after conception, you can actually get a DNA printout. You know, maybe it was 24 days after, you were talking about, you know, the development of the baby in the womb. And I thought, correct, to me, that was so powerful. Like, man, like, you know, 36 days, they can hear at 18 months. Babies, you were talking about being able to have taste buds at 23 weeks, right?
That's right, and feel pain.
Yeah. And so this is the all-loving liberal left who wants to include everybody, but yet how do you not look at an ultrasound or a picture of a baby in a womb and say, that doesn't, there's no value there. There's not a human living, breathing, you know, life in that baby. I just, to me, that really blows my mind.
Yeah, one bill I have for the last few years is the sonogram bill, and that's where every mother and father can get the option by state law, gets the option to see the sonogram. The Democrats will not allow that to come up for a vote because they know that national polling and says 75% of women who see a sonogram will choose to keep the baby. But the more interesting part is 81% of the men who see the sonogram, they want to keep the baby. So that's why wouldn't you want the mother and the father to have the ability to see the sonogram? Okay, you still want to have an abortion, you can still have the abortion, but why would you not allow them to see the sonogram? That is not choice, folks. That's dictatorship. Back in the early 70s, when this was when they first started debating this nationally, there was no technology there. To most people, you know, they would say, oh, it's just a blob, a formed. But now we know it's not. With 4D ultrasounds, we know. In 6 days, we know what's forming. In 2 weeks, we see the baby. We see it. Yeah. I mean, there's no arguing. The science now has blown all of their arguments away. And so on the floor, they never once, during all the debate, they never once mentioned the word baby, infant, toddler, nothing. It was all about, it was just woman's right to choose. Okay. They refused to call it a baby. And that's what they do in New York City and Albany. They don't want anything that's remotely pro-life to come to the floor. They don't want anything that's remotely pro-life to get into their little arena of ideas that everyone should have an abortion. And that's one bill I have, and it doesn't see the light of day.
Yeah, and we're going to talk more, by the way. David DiPietro, 147th district, 100th assemblyman. But this is why you've proposed, one of the reasons why. I mean, there's a whole host of reasons why we want to break up New York State, but one of the reasons why, before we take a quick break here too, Roe versus Wade, and I remember you talking about Mrs. Roe was absolutely one of the leading voices against abortion now, right? Regrets what she did.
She never had an abortion.
That's right.
She never had an abortion. She was used, and she went on for the rest of her life around the world as the biggest pro-life advocate. She was used by a couple people on the left to promote the Roe v. Wade decision, and she never had an abortion. She had two or three kids, and she staunchly regrets ever being involved with that. She was a young mom at the time, and she was played by those people. And it's so funny they bring Roe v. Wade, but Norma Roe never had an abortion, and that's and went out the rest of her life until her dying days staunch pro-life and regretting telling people it was the worst decision ever.
Wow. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. I want to talk more about, the three autonomous regions. This is just one of the things as to why you think it's a great idea to break up New York State. I support you on that. Definitely like to know more about how you came up with three regions as opposed to two or one or two or four or whatever. What are some of the benefits? Of course, we hear that New York State or New York City pays for everything. And, I want you to talk about that. Let's just talk about our electric bills. You brought up a great point. When I was listening to, I think it was your Facebook post, I'm laughing because, you're talking about your electric bill. Now, we live within a stone's throw distance of Niagara Falls, yet our electric bill is more expensive than Las Vegas that's running out of water. It's running out of water twice as high. And so we'll go through the list as to why you think it's a good idea to break up New York State. I started off with the New York State Reproductive Health Care Act because to me, that was the worst of the worst. We'll talk about the SAFE Act and, limiting your guns rights. But when you can now abort a baby as it's coming out of the womb, that was to me, I can't tell you how many emails I received from people who said, okay, I was sick to my stomach about the taxes. The weather isn't that great around here. The regulations are out of control. But this new Reproductive Health Care Act, I'm done. I'm leaving. That's it. We'll talk about it. We'll take a quick break here. David DiPietro, our guest, Financial Guys Podcast. We'll be back. All right, welcome back. Podcast number 8 for the Financial Guys. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, and place where money meets politics. We do manage money for a living. We have an investment firm Monday through Friday. Most of our time, most of our week spent helping our existing clients with their portfolios, but always having fun, whether it's our podcast or our radio show on News Radio 930 WBEN every Saturday from 1 to 3 in the Western New York area. David DiPietro, our guest, Assemblyman David DiPietro. David, you got national press. I actually sent you a text the other day. It said, good for you, buddy. Keep the fight up because I was on an airplane and I actually saw, I forget what outlet picked you up, but you're getting some national press on dividing New York State up into three autonomous regions. And, we talked about why we'd want to do that, but maybe you can comment a little bit on how beneficial it would be for us to break away from the chaos and the ridiculousness of New York City.
Yeah, first off, New York City subsidizes the rest of the state. They do, from the tax base, we do get subsidized, but I call it, we're the welfare child. Okay, we get the crumbs, and that's all we do. I've been up in Albany. We get crumbs. We don't get anything. So we never get our fair share, but we do get crumbs back, and that's about it. And and everything that they've put on us, we don't want the crumbs. We can be one of the richest regions in the country if we split. Here's the first one is the Niagara Power Authority. We would take control of that. Okay, right now they ship that electric and water out to like Las Vegas and Nevada for about 3 cents a kilowatt. I'm paying 5.9 20 miles away. And why is that? Why am I paying twice as much? Okay, so the first thing I would do for our region is we take care, we control that pot of money, and there is a lot of money. That generates a substantial amount of profit every year. And I'm talking millions and millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot, there's still capacity there. So we could cut everyone's electric rate, according to my figures, in our region by half. And that includes businesses. Imagine what that would do for businesses to cut your electric rate in half overnight. That would just be one economic driver right there.
How in the world, by the way, could the left disagree with that? I mean, I get they're all their global warming nuts and all that stuff, but how do you fight as a resident of New York State? How could you even, what could go through your brain to say, you know what, Las Vegas is paying half of what we're paying. I'm okay with that. How do they, when you show up in Albany, I mean, how do you not just smash your head against a wall?
have you ever seen my head? the arrogance out of New York City is second to none. They feel, and one of the reasons they might not like this, so some of them do, don't get me wrong, because they would keep that money, say it's $8 to $10 billion, which is nothing. Mm-hmm. And New York City is quietly going under de Blasio. He just implemented a new wealth tax and a new tax on millionaires' homes in New York State.
That should do well.
New York City. So
yeah.
New York City is slowly crumbling.
It's unreal.
And they would want to keep that money. They would want to keep that money. And that's the carrot we're going to dangle. You can keep all that money that you send out. So you can, you're great. Let us have our say, because like I said, first off, power, Niagara Falls Electric. Secondly, fracking in the Southern Tier. We open the Southern Tier up to the Marcellus Shale fracking. We will boom overnight. And I'm talking $50,000 to $150,000 jobs. Thousands of them, you won't be able to get enough workers down there, and we will just and plus that will lower our energy costs even more. This will be a huge boom. Why don't we have it? One reason: New York State, New York City, and the governor. Okay, yeah. The governor to appease the left environmentalists and the technology. You wipe these environmentalists all over the floor because the technology now with fracking is so clean that there is hardly any issues with fracking, but yet they go out on their rampage and tell, and that's what holds it up. So if we could frack and control our power, those are just two off the top of my head, which will turn this state redder than Texas overnight. Jobs, better living conditions, schools would be more funded, we would have more money for our education, roads could get fixed. Those are just a couple things.
Yeah, maybe my road could get fixed too. when you look at fracking specifically and the benefit to fracking, it will benefit the communities that need those jobs the most. You know, you talk about some of these little places in New York State as you drive from Buffalo to New York City, and boy, they have been devastated. I mean, the loss of manufacturing jobs, just the loss of population. I mean, people, you know, I've always said money is like water, and it continues to move to states that welcome it, right? You know, water will find that little hole to get through. Money will do the same thing, and it is leaving. I'm telling you, you know, we own one of the largest investment firms in Western New York. We have a division now in Florida, and the folks we're seeing in Florida primarily are ex-New Yorkers, and every single day, one of our advisors here gets a call that says, I'm leaving. Are you licensed in? And it happens to be 9 out of 10 times a business-friendly state. Go figure. So to your point with fracking, the other thing with fracking, which I don't understand, is the loving liberal left-wingers seem to love the Pegula family here in Western New York. They absolutely love the Pegula family. They love the fact that the park down at on the waterfront in the city of Buffalo is thriving and it looks great. But, you know, why is it that it was okay for the Pegula family to make billions of dollars, create all kinds of revenue for all kinds of families, generate all kinds of tax dollars, by the way, in Pennsylvania, but it's not okay for us to have those jobs here? I just can't figure that out. I mean, why is he so welcomed by the left here but yet he's evil if he made that money here in Western New York and created all those jobs here.
Right. Well, and remember, this all came about because New York City dominates everything we do now. Where they dominated for years in the Assembly and other places, now with the Senate flipping and the governor going way left for political aspirations, it's gotten out of control. And it just, it's the straw that broke the camel's back. The welfare that we get pounded on, all these stupid laws that I sit there and have to debate and watch them get passed automatically, okay? And we blow them out of the water. And I'm talking about the Democrats in the Assembly and around the state. I blow them out of the water on debate. We tell them why their bill is unconstitutional. And you know what? At least one a week or two a week are unconstitutional. And our attorneys will go up and go say, you know, that you can't do this. This is unconstitutional. And here it is, black and white. And you know what they say? We don't care about the Constitution. Yeah. So that's what we're dealing with. We're not dealing with people who are rational in their thinking or care about the law or care about the Constitution. And you see it nationwide. Yeah. These people don't care about laws. It's all about their feelings, all about emotions. But basically, I tell people it's all about socialism. It has nothing to do. They care. These people are trying to destroy this country. And now New York City's been doing it to us. We're rotting on the vine out here. There is no hope. While the rest of this country right now is in an economic upturn, we're going down. We're continuing to go down. Why is that? Because of everything New York City liberals have given us, and the liberals here in Buffalo too. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of them here that are in politics and in the Assembly and in the Senate from Western New York who go right along with them and continually make us steamroll downhill. And it's got to stop.
I just want to mention a few more things before we get into the details of breaking up the state. One of the things you mentioned was, mass transit, right? I mean, we are, look at Western New York, paying for all the cost of this one of the most dysfunctional systems in the country, if not the most dysfunctional system, you know, the train and the subway, the mass transit system in the city, we're paying for that.
It's totally corrupt. They admit it on the floor. Let's look back at the Tappan Zee Bridge. We've got one bridge in New York City that it's approaching $6 billion. That's with a B, billion. Now, you could take that $6 billion, disperse it across the rest of the state and fix almost every bridge and road that's crumbling.
That's but ridiculous. Yet,
they don't think about that. They just want to do it for one bridge. That's ridiculous. And when you think about the MTA, they're looking to fix that system at $60 plus billion.
That's ridiculous.
And who's going to pay for that? New York City's not going to pay for that as much as they try to tell you. It's going to be everybody, and that's going to bankrupt us too. And it's so corrupt. Until they fix the corruption, we're going to be pouring $60 billion down a black hole.
Let me just add a few other things here before we get into some of the details. They want to get rid of my gun raffles. I love gun raffles. That's ridiculous, that's, right? How many churches are dependent on gun raffles, right? How many charity organizations are dependent on gun raffles? They want to get rid of them. Going back to, by the way, the good old SAFE Act, that's done nothing, not one ounce of proof that the SAFE Act has done anything to make anybody safer.
You're exactly right, 100%. That's been probably one of the biggest boondoggle laws I've ever come across. It was total gun confiscation. It's made thousands of people in this state criminals who have never done anything wrong because they've owned what's called the Chevy truck of guns. It's the most popular gun in the country, and they tried to demonize it in the SAFE Act and make it sound as if it's, you know, they say AR, and they think it stands for assault rifle, and it doesn't. It's the name of the manufacturer. I mean, that's how stupid they are.
Yeah, so you can break into the country illegally, come to New York State, no problem, sign up for all kinds of benefits. But if you're a legal gun-abiding citizen, you cannot protect your family with a gun in this state. That's what they want. Makes sense.
That just came with that new safe storage bill that came out, too. You used to, you know, if you had a pistol in your nightstand, you know, you'd been threatened or people had broken into your house. Now, if you've got anyone under 18 years old in your home, it has to be locked up and your ammo has to be locked up separately. You can't just have you can't even have a key on your nightstand. It can't even be like a locked key drawer. It's got to be something that no one can break into, like a safe. And it's totally, again, totally taking away our gun rights.
Nothing like telling the criminal that you're, you know, well, yeah. by the time you get in and threaten my life and beat me over the head with your gun that you didn't register and never will intend to register, I will not be able to unlock my gun to protect myself. You talked about unionizing workers or unionizing farmers and the damage that would do. You know, boy, especially, again, here's another thing. Upstate New York, we've got farm after farm after farm. Not so many farms inside Manhattan.
No, well, in that bill, let's talk about how stupid the bill is. Okay, I've debated this for 3 years in a row. I said, okay, let's say we unionize. Well, what we would like, okay, you know, it's everyone does it, a lot of businesses. How about 3 12-hour days for our farm workers, because they usually work sun up to sundown.
Right.
So, you know, before you pay overtime or do anything with your farm, whatever the union wants, you do 3 12-hour days. And know what they say? No, not in this bill. You can't work 3 12s. Well, how about 4 10s? A lot of businesses do 4 10-hour days. No, you can't do 4 10s. It has to be 5 8-hour days. That's how stupid it is, but that's how controlling, and this is nothing but a payback to the unions in New York City who've been clamoring for this for years. So that's how stupid it gets, where you can't even dictate the hours. The state's going to dictate that you can only work 8-hour days. And tell me, and you know what's going to happen there too, is all the legal immigrants that come over that want to support their families, they're leaving. You want to work them 8-hour days, they're done. They're coming over here to make a boatload of money and send it back and go back to their families in the winter. And they don't want to, they're going to be like, we're not even going to work here. So you're not even going to get people to work here when you pass that law at 8 hours. And you know what's going to happen, Mike, as you know, these farms, where not me, but Farm Bureau and other places think that over half the farms will dry up. And then where's that food all going to come from? And what's going to happen?
What's going to happen to the cost of the farms that actually do survive? What's going to happen to the cost of our food? Of course, it's going to go up, right? And the folks that are going to get hurt the most are the poor and the middle class, right?
That's right. The ones who can't afford the increase.
Those limousine liberals, they'll be fine if the price of carrots go up by another $2 or $3 a pack. They don't care, right? Milk and cookies go up by $1. Who cares, right? It'll be the poor and the middle class, the very people that they pretend to help time and time again. You know, it's funny, we have a $2.3 billion shortfall this year again in New York State.
It's more than that.
And it was funny because I heard Andrew Cuomo say to, well, we cannot continue to tax the rich, right? And I said, yeah, you know, he's getting that part of it because he knows that they're just leaving. They're telling him right out, right? They're saying bye-bye, and they're probably leaving a sticker on his office door that says, I moved to a business-friendly state. But these Democrats, it's like heroin. Spending money, our money, is like heroin to them. They cannot stop. And I said, the minute he opened his mouth and said, we're not going to tax wealthy people, I said, well, he'll just figure out other ways to do it. And sure enough, now we're talking about getting rid of some of the tax breaks that people get on their property. We're talking about a tax on prescription drugs. We're talking about getting rid of paper bags or plastic bags, forcing you to use paper bags, but now adding on a 25 cents to the charge to each paper bag, which, by the way, I think it was Budweiser locally here said if they did that, that would probably put me out of business because my margins are so thin. There's no way I could afford 25 cents a bag extra.
Nonstop. It's nonstop, but that's why we're splitting the state. That's why we have to move on.
So
let New York City live with all their rules. And I'm not, and as much as I despise liberalism and the New York City people that espouse it, I will just say that, you know what, if that's what they want, God bless them. But stop being so arrogant as to tell us that you know how to rule everybody, because that's exactly what communists do. They rule everyone, and they think they know what's best. You know what? You rule what you want, and God bless you. You know, we're not going to say anything about how you run your life, but if we could run our own, then you move off. And that's why, and the reason I split it into three was because as I was going into the Long Island area, Westchester, and talking to people down there, they don't want New York City either. Mm-hmm. As much as Long Island has they have a much higher standard of living than we do here. I mean, their jobs are twice as much. They get paid twice as much. The fact is they don't want New York City either. They said, let us be autonomous. So I broke it into three in that respect.
Okay. What do we have to do to make this work? I mean, you know, let's face it, the Democrats are in charge. You know, are they going to go along with this? And I think to your point earlier in the podcast, you said that, you know, some of them, the New York City, these Democrats are so arrogant, they think that we're just like a little tick in the whole system and go by, you know, but does that create an opportunity for us to take advantage of it right now?
Yeah, well, they've come right out and said, we hope they hope anything west of the Hudson, they hope would just go away. Mm-hmm. Now they've said that, and I've talked to many of them. They're that arrogant. They don't think we matter. So let's tell them that they matter.
Yeah.
Remember, and I put this in because 2 years ago I put in a bill that just said home rule. What's home rule? Home rule. I wrote a bill and it's out there and it never got traction light of day because New York City and even some Republicans didn't like it. All it said was every county gets to say yes or no to any law that's passed in Albany. Mm-hmm. So they passed the paper bag. They pass another unfunded mandate where they want more welfare. You to pay more counties to pay more welfare. We just say Erie County or whoever, each county could say, you know what? We don't like that one and we're not going to abide by it. Sounds pretty simple. And we could do that overnight. We could do that with a stroke of a pen. Mm-hmm. And I had a couple Republicans say, well, now you're taking my job because now, you know, what am I going to do up here? And I was like, you don't need to be up here. This isn't a career. Okay, get out of politics if you don't like it. There is no uptick in Western New York or the rest of the state. No one can tell me that this state's going to start turning red and get more jobs and become a better economic climate. Left and right, more people are leaving because it's getting worse, not better. Until we wake up and say we've had enough, next one is not going to be your neighbor. It's going to be you who loses your job and has to flee.
Yeah. Hey, what do we need to do? I mean, what do we need to do? Meaning, you know, how can we help you? How can our listeners help you start to push some of this stuff through? Because, you know, it's to me, it's been frustrating that, you know, some of this stuff gets rammed down our throats. And I feel like once it's there, it never goes away. You know, the SAFE Act is there. And you know, you had all these, you know, protests and meetings and town after town after town got together. It doesn't go anywhere, right? Home rule. I mean, it's really, some of this stuff just seems to be such an uphill battle. What do we do to start to make this stuff a reality?
All right, what we can do to fix this is to start with getting it passed, getting the Democrats in New York City to understand that they're gonna be able to keep all their money, billions of dollars, and they need it. So it's a win situation for them. Let them know that it's a win situation. And then they get rid of us, which is what they want anyway. We're just a thorn in their side up in Albany. We are just pinpricks on them and they don't like it. They berate us all the time. Okay, we're nothing, we mean nothing. We're just a little speck. New York City is the hub of the world. And all we do is sit there and antagonize them because we get nothing and they just sit there and say, let them eat cake. Mm-hmm. So the way this works, it would be just like it was last year with the Constitutional Convention. It would take two election cycles and then referendum to the public. And that's where we could do it. I think the public, 90% overwhelmingly, would vote to split this, but we need to get this started. So the bill just came out 10 days ago. So we're just putting the plan together. I'm putting a website together. As soon as that's done this week, I'll ask everyone to go there, give us your email, sign up, and then we've got a bunch of different game plans on how to present this. But like I said, we just are starting, but I need all the help I can get. People around the state from different counties have been texting me and emailing me and telling me, hey, if you come like to Oneonta County, I will organize Oneonta County and get Oneonta County to opt out of New York State. Just like the SAFE Act, we got 57 counties. That's the first thing we want to do is get all these counties around the state to say, yes, we need to split. And that's where we'll start putting the pressure on. But this is going to be, whereas gun owners were just one section of the SAFE Act and one section of the state, this affects everyone. And I'm hoping that we get that kind of response where everyone around the state says, you know what, it can happen. And the time is now. We're done. We're done with what's going on in New York State.
Yeah, well, and to your point is, you know, you start to say if that's on the ballot and people can actually vote for it, you may be able to get the folks in New York City that don't want to be attached to us. We don't want to be attached to them. It could be a win-win, right?
I definitely think it will.
To get it on. Are you starting to see support, you know, across the state? I mean, from any Democrats, by the way?
Actually, I've had a couple Democrats just this week say, hey, interesting bill. I sort of like it. Let's talk later. Hmm. But that's positive. We need that. We need to get those Democrats. And I think, like I said, once we get this thing rolling in the next 30 days and we start creating some momentum, that's where we're going to have to start getting some of these Democrats. The big thing is we have to get it to the floor.
Yeah. Any thoughts, by the way, on how the debt would be structured? I mean, we're pretty broke in this state, right? So if you divide it up into three, would the debt go proportionally to the areas, or still working on that?
No, we're still working on that. But No, New York City, because most of these projects that have been in debt, that are indebted, are New York City projects.
Yeah.
So that's where we're going to work the percentages. We'll take our debt in our region, but New York City is going to have to take on their debt also.
Yeah. Just to end with a final thought, I mean, to your point with fracking, boy, you look at these other places around the country that have been able to frack. And now with the advancements in technology, where you barely notice the project going on because they're going down and across, and the economic boom from that has been crazy. And in fact, you know, reading articles that, you know, some of the McDonald's workers in these areas are earning 25 and 30 bucks an hour. And it's not because they increase the minimum wage. It's because the McDonald's is so successful that they can pay those types of wages. You know, free market capitalism is really funny how it works, right? Supply and demand. And if there's people there and they're buying burgers and I need people to make them and I can make cash, everybody's happy. It's a win-win for everybody. It's amazing to me. You look at places like New York City, you look at California, and it seems to me, by the way, that Andrew Cuomo looks at what's happening in California and he says, that's a good idea, let's try it. I'm not sure if he's actually visited California. We've got some traders that live in San Diego, and although there's still a lot of very beautiful places there, you've never seen such a gap in this country between the very rich and the poor. And if it's the environmentalism, you know, and the environment that we're worried about, I can tell you that heroin needles and human crap in the streets is not very environmentally friendly. And I feel like when you look at California and you look at how they've abused and really, I mean, just some of the areas that are disgusting with bums everywhere and the low, you know, that low level, the lowest tier of income earners, right? Because the talk and the conversation is always, well, we're going to close that gap. But the result is always making that gap wider. And that's what they've done in California. And it's amazing to me. Andrew looks at it and he must go, oh, that's really good. A lot of poor people, heroin needles in the streets, crap in the streets. Let's try it here. And we are doing our damnedest to try to catch up to them.
It doesn't work, as you know. You got to go back to basic human principles, and that's where New York City is just lacking.
Yeah.
What's good for them? You want to have heroin shoot up houses every third corner? God bless you. You do it. We don't want them in the rest of the state. We don't want you telling us we have to do them in the rest of the state. If you want everything else that you propose, you put it on us, and we don't want it. We don't want it anymore. We don't want you telling us how to live our lives. Yeah. And they knew that if this Reproductive Health Act, if the full term abortion had gone to any kind of a referendum, it would have been shot down. So they can't have that. That's why we don't have referendum in New York State. They have it in California, but then the courts override it. But they do have it where they can put things on the ballot and the people can vote. They took that took it away from us years ago. The politicians did, because they don't want the people telling them what to do. They love the control. And when you're on the floor with me, the New York City people, the arrogance, you watch it and you see it, and it's just time.
Yeah, it's funny. I'll end with this with a thought. It's funny. So one of our radio show listeners says, why are you two so against socialism? And I said, well, I saw what it did to places like Venezuela. I've never actually seen anybody come out of it with a positive, you know, never seen anybody say, well, look at what socialism has done to our economy. And now everybody is better off. But as I look at Venezuela, I said, you know, there's one thing that really concerns me, and that is, I like walking my dog. I like kissing my dog. I don't like eating my dog. And you know, when you look at some of these places like Venezuela, where they're literally, you know, they're literally trying to tackle donkeys in the street just to be able to survive. It's disgusting. But that's what socialism does. You know, it's always fun until you run out of other people's money. And to your point, there's nobody left here to tax. I mean, they're leaving. And
all gone.
They're leaving faster than ever. And the few that are still here are being abused. I know most of them have in full intentions within the next 5 to 10 years to start to move their way out of here. Mr. DiPietro, how do people get in touch with you if they want to help you?
The easiest way to get a hold of me is through Facebook. I have a couple of Facebook pages, my personal and my assembly. So please get me on Facebook. I love doing Facebook because what I do is I'll do a couple videos. I'll do a video, a couple videos a week, and show you what actually happens in Albany. I'll actually be in my office and I'll show you the bills that are coming through and the discussions we're having. And you can actually see for yourself how crazy and stupid some of these bills are, like the one we just talked about, which is banning all gun raffles, okay, and taking away archery sports out of high school and shooting sports out of high schools. So that's the easiest way to get me. And then when we get this website launched, please try and get me on that website, because that's going to be big. What's really neat about separating the state is it's gotten national attention, and I've had calls from other states, specifically Illinois. The people I've talked to are really anxious to see how we do and how this works in New York, because they want to get rid of Chicago. Illinois is a red state, but with Chicago, it's totally blue. And the rest of the state, just like we have New York City, they want to get rid of Chicago. So, and this has gone to a couple other states that have those issues. So we're starting to look at a huge divide in this country, and others are watching what we do here, because I think some other states are going to jump on this too. And that's, and I hope they do, because maybe this is time in our history that we need to have to tell liberals that we're done with it. We don't want socialism. And this is one way to tell people we don't want socialism.
Let me just say this. God bless you, my friend, and continue your fight, because we all have your back, and there's not enough of you. In fact, when I look around the state, there's really only a handful of you. And when you show up at Albany and street fight and you know, try to, you know, represent the values of the conservative community, and geographically, when you look at a state like New York, which is really heartbreaking to me, it's probably 80% conservative. And literally, we're losing elections because of 18 miles. 18 miles, they make every decision, whether it comes to your how you drive your car, or what car you're going to drive, the fuel prices, your electric bill, how aborting babies as they're coming out of the womb. We've got 18 miles in this entire state that makes those rules up, and that's really disgusting. And I tell you, you're one of the only guys with a set of stones that actually reach out to folks like me and say, I want to come on the radio show. I want to come on the TV show. I want to tell people how we're being abused, and I thank you for that. So, and that being said, not this coming Saturday, but the following Saturday, you'll be on News Radio 930 WBN with us.
Yeah, we'll have some fun with that too.
Yeah, all right, buddy. Appreciate it, man. Keep the fight up.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, God
bless.
You
got it, brother.